The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am because we made it. It's Friday, y'all.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking for
one day away from the parade.
Steve, I noticed you did not jump.
I did not.
And you lost one today, and you tied one today. So I feel like maybe.
Hey. Okay, that's enough.
Hey, that counts. You did jump.
All right, now I'm good.
Now let's find our contestant, who is John in Tacoma. John, are you there?
Roger, I am.
All right, it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See ya.
For those who are playing along at home, John will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What cocktail is made with vodka, tomato juice, and spices?
Oh my goodness. Bloody Mary. Yeah.
Correct. What was the name of Steve Carell's character on The Office?
Pass.
How many stars are on the Turkish flag?
8?
No.
6?
No.
9?
No. What is the most distant planet visible to the naked eye?
Oh my god, Pluto?
Nope.
Oh my god. Venus?
No.
Uranus?
No. Who is the mayor of Seattle?
Oh my god. I should know this. I don't do politics. I don't know. I don't care.
Pass. Which animal's front teeth never stop growing?
Ooh, rabbit?
No.
Chipmunk?
No.
Pass.
What band had the 1970s hit Lola?
One more time.
What band had the 1970 hit Lola?
Oh my goodness. Pink Floyd?
No. Oh. John, you are number one in our hearts this morning.
Horrible contestant.
No, you know what?
Not the way I imagined it.
You just have to know that the only place to go from here is up.
Onward and upward.
That is right. Steve Migs, welcome back to the room. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What cocktail is made with vodka, tomato juice, and spices?
Oh, I'm going to enjoy one tomorrow morning over at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon, and that is a Bloody Mary.
What was the name? Yes, that's correct. What was the name of Steve Carell's character on The Office?
Is that Dwight?
No.
Oh, crap. Steve?
No.
Michael Scott.
That is correct. How many stars are on the Turkish flag?
3.
No.
2.
No.
1.
Correct. What was the most distant planet visible to the naked eye?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
Nice, but no.
Mars?
No.
Jupiter?
No. Who is the mayor of Seattle?
That would be Steve the Thrill Hill.
No.
I know the mayor of Stanwood is Sid Roberts.
That's correct, but that's no.
It's Bruce something.
Yeah.
Bruce Harrell?
Yes, correct. Which animal's front teeth never stop growing?
A donkey?
No.
Oh. A rhinoceros?
No.
A giraffe?
No. What band had the 1970 hit Lola?
The Kinks.
Correct. How many states border Idaho?
4.
No.
3.
No.
2.
No. Which pizza chain has delivered to outer space?
Domino's.
No.
Papa John's.
No.
Pizza Hut.
Correct, Steve. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 6 correct, which is a win. 6-1.
Set one, John.
Sorry, John.
I got cooked.
It happens to the best of us. Thankfully, not me.
The most distant planet visible to the naked eye is Saturn.
Saturn.
The animal whose front teeth never stop growing. John was so close. He said a chipmunk. It was squirrel.
Really?
The number of states that border Idaho? 6.
6. Yeah, I don't know why I started going backwards. That was dumb educated guess.
Well, congratulations on winning, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent? Or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You know you want to, so just go do it. Leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app, which is absolutely free to download for your smartphone.
And every morning, sometimes we have like head scratcher voice messages like, thanks, I guess. But I thought this one was a good one. And maybe we do need to say thanks to this rockaholic because they've come up with a brilliant marketing idea that involves all of our passions.
I'm in.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, so it seems like many times Danny is doing emo night the same night Migs is wrestling.
Which is funny because Friday night you had emo night at Numo's and I was wrestling at SOS Pro Wrestling in Tacoma. They need to get in and talk, so we're not having wrestling and emo nights on the same night.
Right?
It's really unfair.
Hear me out. How about we combine the forces, put the two evenings together so that we can all come and call it, wait for it,
we're waiting,
Emo Fight, a night of emo music and pro wrestling. Danny's on stage spinning My Chemical Romance and Blink 182 while Steve Miggs is suplexing people and giving them pile drivers.
Yeah!
And Tyron Daly, you could be in it too. You're playing cribbage in the bathroom with anyone who wants to do that.
Wait a second, is that how you guys play cribbage? What's happening over here?
I mean, I'll take a game anywhere, really.
In the men's or the women's bathroom? Or is it the unisex one?
It's okay. I'm down to do either.
The family bathroom.
Yes.
Yes.
Put it all together. Emo Fight. Let me know when it's happening, and I'm there.
Okay.
I love that idea. The naming is brilliant.
It is actually pretty awesome.
See, I know they went with cribbage in the bathroom, but I was thinking Taryn brings her petting zoo for the parking lot.
Oh, a petting zoo in the parking lot. We'll do it in the summer. Emo
Fight. Oh, my God.
And we have to spell it F-I-T-E to keep with the emo night theme, right?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Actually, on Friday night, I was wrestling, and I think you guys will appreciate our friend Cody, who used to work at the end. He does the play-by-play and the live commentary at SOS Pro Wrestling. He gave you guys a shout-out while I was being choked by my opponent.
Code Man.
Oh, but Brian was lying in wait, and Migs might be in trouble.
Rip his throat out!
Yeah. Who the
hell? Rip his throat out?
I did not hear that when it happened. That's rather aggressive.
Rip his throat out!
Yeah, he can do it.
He talks for a living. He needs that throat.
Taryn can handle it.
Okay.
Taryn and Danny got it. Oh, but Migs fires back with that clothesline combination. And the gold star, proud of his handiwork.
We got to do something about your neck and your throat, though, because as we talked to Brian Danielson on Friday, we learned you have a very long neck.
Dude, I thought of him while in that match. There was a moment where I got lined up on the ropes, and the guy was going to chop my chest. And I don't know what happened, but he missed my chest and got my throat and just chopped my throat. And one of the people in the crowd was like, oh, we could tell you aren't happy because all of a sudden I get chopped in the throat and everyone heard me go, what the F, Brian? And all I could think was, my freaking long neck. Thanks, Brian Danielson.
It's always getting in the way.
Yeah. All right, we got another voice message. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so check it. I know it may be cutesy and whatnot, but graduation ceremonies for every grade is f***ing dumb.
Okay. As someone who just experienced a preschool graduation and loved it, he's not wrong, though.
And then it just kills the actual graduations of you moving on to an actual milestone.
Well, she is moving on to kindergarten.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big day.
Not the next damn grade. It needs to stop. Things need to be stopped.
I mean, I guess Barrett has had his share of like preschool graduations and things like that, but they don't do one after kindergarten.
Yeah, I think after kindergarten, then the next one is going
like
into high school.
Fifth grade graduation.
Yeah, I think.
And then eighth grade graduation? And then actual graduation?
Okay, you know, maybe he's right. Maybe there is too many graduations. That's
a lot of pomp and circumstance.
The Daily Mix Show.
Jaden Daniels' mom has gone viral. Her name is Regina Jackson.
Uh-oh.
And she is apparently fiercely overprotective.
How dare she?
When it comes to her 24-year-old son.
I have heard that about, like she's, like, involved in, like, who he dates because she doesn't want any gold diggers.
Here she is talking about it.
You're a public figure. Your dollar amount is associated with your name. So you never know who really is there for you and who's really against you. I want Jaden a day. He can live freely, makes his own decisions. However, the relationship we have, he does value my opinion because I have a view of what I feel a good person is. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a great kid and I'm thankful for him. He's really to himself. He's a homebody. And you know.
Oh, so me and Jaden Daniels are very alike.
Yeah.
Well, minus the athletic abilities.
And, you know, it takes a lot out of you to not respond because some of this stuff you're just like, you just want to go full-fledged. It's crazy. And I'm like, all because of, like, I'm a mom that protects my son.
See, I don't know. I can't relate because my parents never had to worry about that, A, because I wasn't dating anyone, and B, it's not like there's not like a bunch of women looking for, you know, guys who are living check to check. Who have no athletic abilities.
They're going to marry you and then run away with your tens?
It's not because of my looks.
Oh, no. Well, there was some story recently where she embarrassed him when she went to a nightclub in Miami with him during F1 weekend.
Yeah, I know some people are giving like thinking like, oh, she's like just like hovering around him to make sure that like none of these...
Thirsty girls.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So when did your mom...
I'd be so mad at my mom. I'm like, Mom, this is part of why I wanted to become a big, successful athlete, so I could have these moments.
So when did your mom embarrass you growing up?
Well, it was my fault. And we talked to her, remember when but she didn't remember it, so maybe I should never bring it up to her again. But it was I think it was second grade, and I had, well, let's just say I lost a 50-50 in the classroom. So I didn't want to tell anybody, so I'm just sitting there, and I'm pretending like no one's going to notice until the teacher's like, Steven, you should probably go to the bathroom.
Oh.
It's like, all right. Apparently, I'm not very good at hiding this because, well, for obvious reasons. And I'll never forget, all of a sudden, I just locked myself in the stall, and I don't know what my plan was. I don't know if I was going to stay there for life. I have no idea what the end result was, no pun intended. But all of a sudden, I hear knocking on the door, and then I hear, Steven! Because we live close to the elementary school. And I'm like, just trying to be quiet because I'm like, that sounds like my mom, but it can't be. Steven, it's your mommy. What's going on? And she came in to get me out of the bathroom to take me home. I didn't want to go back to school ever. Ever again. All right, what about you?
I mean, the thing is, I was overreacting a little bit, but my mom decided to chaperone a school dance when I was in like 7th grade. And I told her, like, I don't want you at this dance. I don't want you to be at this dance. Well, she signed up to chaperone. So I sat in the bathroom and cried the entire dance. I just sat in there and cried. Like, you're ruining my life.
And all of a sudden, Taryn, it's Steven's mommy. Did you poop your pants too?
I mean, I was looking forward to grinding on the dance floor. Like, what are you doing here, lady?
I can't do that when mom's watching
me. 206-803-ROCK. When did your mom embarrass you? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
When did your mom embarrass you? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, we have someone on hold who had to bail their mom out of jail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never had to do that with my mom, thankfully.
There's still time.
That's true.
But let's start with Matthew from Duval. Matthew, tell us about the time that your mom embarrassed you.
That would have been Christmas Day when my mom bought me a package of erotic silk boxer shorts.
Did she know what they were?
Oh, yeah, they were leopard print and zebra print and cat print.
I mean, at least they weren't edible.
No.
Well, Matthew, is there a backstory behind this? Like, did you guys have that kind of sense of humor?
No. She called me up, what do you want for Christmas? I'm always very practical, and I was getting low on boxer shorts. So I said, hey, Mom, I could use some new boxer shorts. My old ones are getting kind of small. So then at Christmas, when I opened the package, I said, Mom, what the hell are these? I called her. She wasn't there. She says, boxer shorts. She said, your last ones were getting kind of dull. I'm like, Mom, not dull, small. So,
she wanted to spice it up for you.
She thought I was getting dull with my boxer shorts.
Maybe she needs to get you a subscription to MeUndies because they're never dull.
Matthew, were there other people? Who all was in the room when you opened these boxers?
my roommates. We lived in a three-bedroom condo, so I had it was a couple and then a buddy of mine. So it was four of us there. We were in our 20s at the time.
Did you actually use them or did you throw them away?
No, I kept them.
Were they comfortable?
Yeah, they were still.
Thanks, Mom.
206-803-ROCK, Old Man Kenny from Gig Harbor. When did your mom embarrass you?
Oh, my gosh. You all are going to think my mom was a party animal. Yeah. Remember last week we had talked about what
smoking
did your
weed.
Mom do? Exactly. Sitting on my buddy's lap, hit a bong, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so
you
have something forward. More? You have something more embarrassing than just sitting on your buddy's lap smoking weed?
Dude, check this out. Four years later, I actually had two cars. Mom's car was on the fritz, so she was driving my old 62 four-door Biscayne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had been out drinking. She was two blocks from home. This is gospel. Hit one of my best friend's dad's car, totaled my car, got a DWI, and I had to bail her out of jail.
Oh, Mom.
Wow. And you said that she was two blocks away.
She wasn't that bad, though. Huh?
She was just two blocks away. She could have just walked.
Two blocks away. 43rd, and I lived on 45th and Tacoma Avenue. But, I mean, she wasn't that bad, y'all. It just happens the subject came this way.
Yeah, mine is pot smoking on your buddy's lap and drinking and driving. Mom was good.
Pretty rat chick.
We love you, Kenny.
206-803-ROCK. Rock, Mike from Gig Harbor. Tell us about when your mom embarrassed you.
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Back in the day, my mom used to drive me and my sister to school in a 76 Monte Carlo, so a pretty good-sized car. And then the drop-off zone, it never failed. Every morning she would jump the curb with the front tire and the car would rock. And all the kids turn around, stare. And as me and my sister would get out, it never failed. Every morning she'd roll the passenger window down and scream, "Get back here and give your mother a kiss." And it used to embarrass my sister off just beyond belief. And I didn't have a lot of friends, so I'd go back and give her a kiss. But my sister would stop off every single morning.
Yeah, I feel like that's extra embarrassing for a girl.
Right?
I don't know why, but it is. Dude, I'm looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK, and we have to read this one because I was like, I cannot believe that this actually happened. My dad asked my daughter out. I'm sorry. My dad asked my teacher out on a date during a parent-teacher conference because he thought that she was hot.
Oh, my gosh. That would be mortifying.
How about this one? My mom once commented, "Look at my handsome boy." It was a picture of me doing a keg stand back in college. Go Cougs. It was on my Instagram.
Go Cougs!
Of course it's a Cougs.
I probably have that photo, too.
The Daily Migs Show.